All right, it's Justin Scott and Spiegel, and you heard us give away the second of three grand prizes. First one, trip to L.A., upgraded tickets for Baltimore. You got to sit in the snake pit at the Rose Bowl, the big L.A. show. And then the second one you just heard us do, where you're going to get to broadcast with us inside of the Ravens broadcast booth. But prior to that, you're going to do a meet and greet. You're going to get to hang out with Volbeat. You're going to get to see all the happenings backstage. But it's time to announce the third grand prize, which is why we're joined by the Metallica VP of Promotions and Marketing on the phone, Michelle Munns. Good morning, madam.
Hello, guys.
Woo-hoo. Glad to have you, man. Because this was the one that when we were told a little ways back, we're going to be doing tickets. Awesome. We're going to be doing some tailgate stuff. Awesome. We're going to be broadcasting from it. Awesome. But Metallica arranged these three big prizes, L.A., then the meet and greet backstage. But it's this third one here that I thought my co-host Scott was literally going to pass out and hit the ground when we found out about. Talk to us about what this third grand prize entails and what the listener is going to get to take part in this once-in-a-lifetime experience.
Well, this is probably one of the best promotions we've ever done. I've worked with the band for over 16 years, and we did this a couple of years ago. I want to say like 10 years ago. And it was one of those where the listener was literally losing it. It's so amazing.
Michelle,
it's just amazing.
All I've done is heard about it, and I'm losing it. And
he
I'm not even going to be part of
meeting.
It. Like, I'm the kid who grew up listening to Metallica. I have a Metallica doodle that is legendary that I will show you one day that I found and dug out of my thing. It's on my social media. I've had the posters. And now I'm the morning show host, 98 Rock, Baltimore. They're coming to town. And now I get to make, you know, we make a listener's dream come true, and they're going to be a part of this moment like that, like you said, that your head is just going to split open. Explain the third grand prize, what this is, because I still can't even wrap my head around it.
Okay, so basically what this winner gets to do is they get to meet the band right before they go on stage in terms of, you know, their tour manager will bring them out. They do a pre-show ritual that this listener gets to see, or this winner gets to see. And then they join two of the security team people, and there's a long barricade that runs down on the floor that people can stand along and watch the band run up to the stage.
Right.
And this listener gets to bring the band up to the stage with security detail.
Oh, yeah. You're going to be a part of Metallica's security that evening. You're going to help escort them to the stage, and you are going to get one of the most once-in-a-lifetime experiences. You can't buy this.
No.
You can't just sneak your way into this. I mean, you're going to be greeted by a phalanx of security if you tried. You get to be in the Metallica pre-show ritual vicinity to see how the greatest metal band of all time prepares themselves prior to the show.
Yeah, because Michelle, yep. I told these guys, gearing up for the show, I'm just ingesting all things Metallica. So I've been on YouTube nonstop, and I was looking for this ritual because we had kind of heard about this, and we knew that a listener, you know, was going to be kind of right near it. So I found this video of Metallica playing in this small little record store somewhere, and they're in the alley. And they've got a camera, and the camera, I think, literally goes underneath the huddle. And they you know, all four dudes put their arms around each other, and they're like, all right, man,
just
remember what this is all about. Let's have fun. Let's kill it. You know, let's make the fans happy. And they do this ritual, and then they run to the stage. So if you win this grand prize, every night. So if you win this grand prize, you're going to be feet from this huddle. They're going to do the huddle. They're going to break the huddle, and then you're going to sprint to the stage with them. I mean,
wow!
Yes. And the greatest thing ever is The Ecstasy of Gold is playing, which who doesn't love that? And if you're a Metallica fan, you expect that. So it's really, really cool. And you guys are going to do a stage announcement, right?
What?
I don't know. Oh. They've been keeping us very much in the dark about everything. Because I don't
think you're going to be up on the big stage. I just think it's going to happen.
Oh, Michelle, I love you. And Michelle, if I see you, I'm a hugger. And I don't know if you are, but you're going to be that night because there's going to be a hug coming your way.
Oh, you're going to get all kinds of weird, awkward squeezes from these three zilches here.
Dude, it's hard for me. I try to convey it, but like full circle for me. This is like, this is one of my full, when there was one time at Preakness, where I met the dudes, the ex Pantera, Vinnie Paul from Pantera, and I was like, you know what, this is like full circle for me. This is another full circle moment. The kid in the basement now, you know, 98 Rock morning show host, with his favorite band, one of his favorite bands of all time, coming to town. It's like, I can't even express it. This is like, it's...
Yeah, well, I think you guys will be doing a stage announcement, so, so put your mascara and your lips on and get up there.
Oh my God, look, Scott, look at my arm, look at my arm, look at my arm. I got full tilt goosebumps across my entire body right now, thinking about the possibility of this.
So cool.
Again, we're joined by Metallica Vice President of Promotions and Marketing, Michelle Munns. And I gotta ask, you know, this is a very tight-knit, closed circle group of men in Metallica that are really opening themselves to a very personal, very intimate moment prior to their shows, and they take this very seriously. How did you sell this to the band to let us have a listener do this? Because, you know, on a much, much smaller level, we have pre-show meetings ourselves. We have little powwows prior to doing stuff at live events, and we kind of like our privacy off to the side before we go out and we entertain the fans. This is just that times a thousand.
Yeah, and Metallica doesn't need to do any of this.
They don't need to.
No.
People are going to show up regardless. No one's not. So how did you sell this, or how was this sold to the band and they said yes?
You know, they're a working band. They always have been. They want to relate to their fans, and it's important for them to continue to do this throughout their career, and that's why they still have a career. They absolutely work. They love, you know, the credible things that we can bring to the table for them. And, you know, if it's something that strikes them, then they're in. I mean, they work. This is how this band is. They get it.
And in my infinite YouTube searches, I've also the Mexico City shows. Those were what, earlier this month?
Is that the
stage setup we're going to see, and that's what they're bringing to the stadiums around the country, into M&T Bank Stadium here in Baltimore?
I got to be honest, I haven't seen the show yet.
Oh, you
yeah,
see?
I actually did. Wow. I saw it in we had a stadium show in Minneapolis, and it's pretty freaking amazing. Yes, it's very similar. You know, we've got the pyro, we've got all of it. So it's a lot of fun.
This is going to be incredible. And it means a lot. And I'm saying this not just as an employee of the station, as a citizen of this city, just as a fan of the band. And I grew up in Maryland. To hear that they were going to kick off this tour, the Worldwired Tour 2017, after that great album, that great double album, Hardwired to Self-Destruct, right here where my favorite football team plays in my favorite city in the backyard. It just would have meant everything in the world just to have them stop by Baltimore. It's somewhere along the tour. But when we got to tell listeners Metallica decided to start their tour in Baltimore, it meant everything to us, and it meant everything to our listeners, and it just means the world that the band all month long has allowed us to gift them these incredible prizes, these incredible trips, these incredible once-in-a-lifetime experiences, and now the chance to be a part of their security detail, bring them up on stage, and witness the pre-show ritual.
Whew.
Michelle, thank you so much for all of this.
You are so welcome. They're the best band ever.
I'm going to put you on the spot real quick.
No.
If you could, Michelle, and you can say no and hang up. And it's okay, and I accept it. You're close to the band. Scott earlier alluded to the fact that he did this drawing as a child. And when you see this thing, I'm telling you, a smile is going to dance across your face like someone was tickling you with birthday cake.
I may, in part of the doodle, Michelle, attempted to draw a toilet with a knife coming out of it as an homage to the Metal Up Your Ass t-shirt that they once had. Yeah, this was probably, I don't know, 7th, 8th, 9th grade doodle.
It's the most Metallica school fan notebook scribble you've ever seen. He has it. He holds it in reverence. If there was
You're all just boys.
You're 100% right.
We're all
I am. Are you kidding? And this is why I'm so damn giddy.
If we could somehow, some way, and again, carte blanche to say no. I would love it if somehow, at the very least, just a member of the band could just see it. And if maybe... they could maybe like sign a small corner of it, just
hilarious.
As a gift to 7th grade Scott Reardon, so his life could come full circle, and he could will it one day to his daughter, who will in turn become a Metallica fan. It would be amazing. Just a suggestion.
I'll put it in their dressing room. How about that?
Yes,
that would be amazing. I'm bringing it. I mean, it's already my parents in a attempt to downsize their lives as they're getting older. Gave me all my old stuff, and I was going through it, and there it is. I'm like, holy
hell.
This is. I'm just going through all my old books, you know, like notebooks, and I'm like, I found a Metallica doodle on the back of one of my like homework sheets, and I'm like, and I have it, and I'm bringing it to the show. So whether it makes it into the dressing room or not, I'll bring it. It's going to be there.
As long as we're asking for favors,
I would, like I said, I'll put it in the dressing room.
I would like to do a duet.
Yeah, Josh wants to help sing Battery.
Put
if
that
at all
in the
possible.
Hopper.
Michelle Munns, Metallica Vice President of Promotions and Marketing. Again, we cannot thank you enough for everything that you have done alongside of us during this month of Metallica. And good luck. You heard the times with Amelia and Kirk. We'll continue to give away tickets during this month of Metallica. May 10th, M&T Bank Stadium, Worldwide Tour kicks off. Michelle, thank you, and we'll see you at the show.
Did we miss anything,
You're
Michelle?
You're welcome.
Are we good? Did we miss anything?
You didn't miss anything. Just don't miss the show.
Whoa. No.